This bulletin, an independent coroner inquest to be established into the Bondi Junction stabbing attack as the state government considers additional measures for security guards. New community safety hub and increased police presence to take over in Alice Springs when the youth curfew ends. And Prime Minister Anthony Albanese joins world leaders in condemning Iran's attack on Israel. Dozens of extra cops and a community safety hub are some of changes coming to Mpantwe, Alice Springs, after the controversial youth curfew ends. The curfew banning under-18s from the town center between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. will end on Tuesday when kids head back to school. 25 extra police officers will be sent to Alice Springs from other parts of the Northern Territory until June. A hub will also open in the mall with police truancy officers and Territory Families Department staff. The government says more details of its presence will be released once the curfew ends.
We'll continue to be a high visibility police presence in Alice Springs. There will continue to be officers, sworn officers, on every bottle shop in Alice Springs.
We're continuing our increased staff in our public housing safety officer team, which will continue post the curfew to engage with households and particular tenancies that might be struggling with visitors and other issues in their household and streets.
Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to the victims of the Bondi Junction stabbing attack, saying Australia is a nation in mourning. The Prime Minister highlighted what he called extraordinary acts of heroism, including the actions of Lone Police Officer Inspector Amy Scott, who shot the attacker, and commended the bravery of a man who held a bullet at the top of an escalator to prevent the man from getting past. Mr. Albanese says going shopping on a Saturday afternoon should be without risk.
But the innocent people who were lost their lives, six people, others remained critically unwell. Four people were released from hospital overnight. There remained five in hospital, one critically injured. And our hearts go out to the family and friends of those who've lost their lives. I've spoken to family members yesterday, and they're doing it tough.
Six people were killed after Queensland man Joel Cauchy went on a stabbing rampage at Westfield Shopping Centre. Five of the six victims have been named. 55-year-old Bikria Dasha, security guard Faraz Ahmed Tahir, 25-year-old Don Singleton, 47-year-old architect Jen Young, and Ashley Good, whose 9-month-old baby is being treated in hospital. Flags across Australia are to be flown at half-mast today to honour the victims. The cells of the Sydney Opera House will also be lit with a black ribbon from 6 p.m. this evening as floral tributes are being laid throughout Sydney's eastern suburbs. Mr. Albanese also stressed the importance of getting mental health support if needed and urged people to reach out to the appropriate channels. Up to $18 million is said to be immediately forwarded to be immediately forwarded to the New South Wales Coroner's Office to establish an independent coronial inquiry in relation to the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns today made the announcement, saying it will have full staff and resources, and an assistant deputy state coroner will be appointed for all forensic investigations that take place during the period of that public inquiry. The inquiry will examine not only the New South Wales police response and the criminal investigation surrounding the events in Bondi Junction, but also the offender's interactions with the New South Wales government and any interactions the attacker had in Queensland. Premier Minns says the state government is also considering any additional measures for security guards in major crowded centres, including public hospitals as well as retail settings.
Equipment used by security guards is tightly regulated. Now, the government is not considering policy changes in relation to stun guns or firearms. We don't believe that more firearms in the community is a good decision or will be a good policy decision, but we are looking at the current restrictions that are in place for equipment for security guards and the resulting training that would be required if there was to be a policy change.
Police say the man who fatally stabbed six people at Westfield Bondi Junction on Saturday avoided men and deliberately targeted women and children. Five of the six victims killed in the mass stabbing were women and one was a male security guard, prompting media to question New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb on whether the offender's actions may have been targeted based on gender. Commissioner Webb told the ABC it's obvious to her that the offender focused on women.
Well, the videos speak for themselves, don't they? And that's certainly a line of inquiry for us. It's obvious to me. It's obvious to detectives that seems to be an area of interest that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men. As you know, and has been reported, five of the deceased are women. And the majority of victims in hospital are also women.
The commission also said police do not know what exactly was operating in the mind of the offender, but the detectives are spending a lot of time interviewing those close to him. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has joined world leaders in condemning Iran's attack on Israel. Overnight, Iran launched hundreds of bomb-carrying drones and missiles towards Israel in what is thought to be a response to an attack on Iran's embassy compound in Syria earlier this month. 12 people were killed on April the 1st, including two senior generals, which Iran has blamed on Israel. Israel has not claimed responsibility for that attack. The country's president, Isaac Herzog, has said while they are not seeking a war with Iran, they do consider Iran's attack a declaration of war and will take the necessary steps to defend their people. Mr. Albanese yesterday issued a statement condemning the attack on Israel, with the G7 leaders issuing a similar statement. The Prime Minister told the ABC this escalation is a grave threat to the entire region.
Not just of Israel, but of the entire region. It risks greater instability and devastation across the Middle East. We continue to support regional security, including that of Israel. We want to see there be less conflict, not more. Mm. And this adds to an incredible risk here.
The federal government has also updated its travel advice for Australians in Israel. Australian citizens are being urged to not to travel outside Greater Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Ramallah, and to follow the advice of local authorities. Back home, consumer watchdogs, unions and produce suppliers are voicing their grievances in the Senate today, delivering a stern rebuke to the supermarket giants. As the cost of living soars and grocery prices appear to surge in tandem with supermarket profits, various parties are using their appearance before a Senate inquiry into supermarket prices to make their concerns known. The Australian Food and Grocery Council, which represents the food, beverage and grocery manufacturing sector, is not expected to hold back. Though the entry of global giants Costco and Aldi have improved prices for some consumers, its submission says Coles and Woolworths have delivered competitive prices to consumers by stringently managing their purchasing costs from suppliers. Alan Felds is a professor at the University of Melbourne. He's calling for some transparency in what supermarkets do with the gross profits.
Yeah, I think we need a lot more transparency that's going on in this field. The public really needs to know what's happening.
At the heart of a Queensland Children's Hospital, a new initiative called Joist TV is providing children with a therapeutic escape. The platform allows hospitalised children the chance to step away from their medical concerns and engage in creative storytelling and entertainment. Unlike typical children's programming, Joist TV is entirely produced by the children themselves. From hosting shows to interviewing guests, the young creators are involved in every step of production with help from Pip Forbes, who is Joist TV's CEO. She says children engaging in the production process are fostering not only their creativity, but also improving their emotional resilience and an escape from hospital boredom.
Hey everybody, I'm Izzy.
And I'm Sophie.
And we're sisters.
Welcome to Joist TV.
We're thrilled to be your episode host today.
And to sport, in AFL, Geelong are defeated in their first five games for the first time since 2017 after beating North Melbourne by 75 points. Jeremy Cameron kicked six goals with the hosts ahead at every break in Sunday's 139-64 victory at Geelong's Cardinia Park. And now having a look at the weather around the country this Monday afternoon: Broome, sunny 34, Perth also sunny 29, Adelaide mostly sunny 23, Melbourne partly cloudy 21, Hobart similar conditions 20, Albury-Wodonga mostly sunny 22, Canberra sunny 22, Wollongong mostly sunny 23, Sydney much the same 26, Newcastle sunny 26, Brisbane mostly sunny 28, Townsville mostly cloudy 29, Cairns a shower or two 29, Alice Springs sunny 28, Darwin mostly sunny 35, and the Torres Strait Islands a cloudy day ahead and a top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.